feel I'm riding alone.
Thank you for tuning in to your soft weekend wake-up call with the whole team and family here at Rosie on the House.
We have some more entries.
Well,
we still have another half hour to go.
You've been jamming, man.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. Cindy and Donna both go up around the rim area. Two different callers, two different entries. One has a family friend that has a Payson cabin that they stay at.
Okay.
And Donna actually goes up on Forest Road 300 past 195. And where they camped this year, elk came within 100 feet of their campground with their little babies, and they just watched them graze and mosey right on past. And then
nice.
Ashley and her husband took their kids up to the ropes course in Flagstaff. They said it's like a three hours ropes course, the extreme adventure rope course. I'm going to have to look that up. Sounded pretty. She said it was the best 3 hours they've spent with their kids. And then they stopped at Slide Rock on the way home.
Can't beat that. Can't beat
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you call in and tell us where you went this summer on your Arizona staycation, is it a first time or a new adventure? And you'll be entered to win a set of Diamondbacks tickets that are August 27th. We play the St. Louis Cardinals, and these seats are $105 value. Comes with a parking pass.
Nice.
Row 13.
Nice.
Right above the opponent's dugout between third base and home plate. So 1-888-767-4348 to enter your name.
And I tell you what, if you got there in a Sanderson Ford, I'll put your name in twice.
I wasn't telling people that. They're probably all asking, why are you asking what kind of car I'm driving?
Hey,
you
Romy.
Blew it.
Romy, you were busy, and we only got to one thing for the events. Coming up, we talked about the Prickly Pear Festival in Superior. What else have you got?
There is the Thunder Over Flagstaff going on today. It is a combination of historic aircraft and historic classical vehicles all gather at the Valley Airport, which is outside of Williams. So you can go to valleyairport.com to get the details on that today. They have pancake breakfast going on until 10. They say bring your chairs, and it's open until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So you got plenty of time to get up there and watch the air show and cruise the classic vehicles. Then if you're in the maybe a little bit more of the Old West adventure type, this weekend is the Payson Rodeo. And you go to their website, and it says the world's oldest rodeo. But I'm like, wait a second. That's what
I've heard that before.
Prescott always says. In fact, they even own the Prescott owns the old domain, worldsoldestrodeo.com.
Okay.
Payson is Payson Rodeo, prorodeo.com. So I'm doing a little reading, and there's a little bit of controversy on who might be what. They acknowledge that Prescott had theirs in 1888.
Okay.
So they acknowledge that Payson was 4 years earlier in 1844.
84.
What'd I say?
Don't worry about it. 1884.
1884. So Prescott says, well, y'all were just at some unorganized hoo-haws out just playing in the desert, and it didn't matter. And Payson says, Prescott, you guys didn't count because during World War II, you kicked out every pro athlete trying to encourage rodeo for ranchers. And so you guys weren't a pro rodeo the whole time. So they kind of slap each other back and forth. But regardless, Payson is this weekend. They've got a parade in downtown. And from the Phoenix area up the Beeline Highway, you can be there in less than 90 minutes.
Well, and I'll tell you this, as someone who's been to both, they're both worth the trip.
Oh, yes.
They're both worth the trip.
But when I saw that oldest rodeo, I'm like, wait a second. Who else is making that claim? They're both in Arizona. Both towns start with P. They're both about a mile high in elevation and both great towns.
Both great towns, absolutely. You know, in the subject of events, one of the things that we like to do here at Rosie on House is always have a little fun. So we originated with Sanderson Ford, our Arizona staycation giveaways that you go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and register to win, we give one away every month, you know. And when you get, when we announce you as the winner, you get to pick a car from the Sanderson Ford demo lot, any one of the cars that they're currently using for demos. You get to take it and take off for a couple days. We find out where you want to go. We arrange for lodging through the Arizona Office of Tourism. And there'll be a gift basket on the front seat from Coyote Odie's. Now, if you haven't tried Coyote Odie cookies made by the mother-daughter team located in historical downtown Glendale, you're missing out on some of the best gourmet oatmeal cookies on the planet. They're baked fresh daily with tons of whole rolled oats, sweet, creamy butter, and local cage-free eggs. If you're looking for a special gift, either corporate or personal, they make some beautiful little corporate crepe baskets that are gorgeous. Remember, Coyote Odie Cookies in downtown Glendale. Register at rosieonthehouse.com for the staycation.
On those Coyote Odie gift crates, they also can emboss your logo on there. So it's a nice gift.
All right. So we're talking staycations. There's nothing talking about going up into the higher elevations and stuff. We've got my daughter here who will be graduating in kinesiology. It's taken me a whole semester to learn how to say that word. Graduating in kinesiology from Grand Canyon University, which, as I understand it, is the science of physical movement, muscle movement of the body, right?
That's right. And you still haven't learned how to say it correctly.
I'm still not saying it right. What is it?
Kinesiology.
Kinesiology. Anyway, we had her in at our office staff meeting earlier this week talking to the folks on staff about how unhealthy an office environment is.
Well, we've taken our human body, which is designed to move, and we've created, in this urbanization that we've created a situation where we don't ever move. We get in our car and we drive to work. We get out of our car. We sit at our desk. We work through lunch. We don't get up at lunch. We sit more and we sit more. We get up. We get in our car. We drive home. We get to the couch and we sit until bedtime. Last year, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, published a statistic that said 149.1 million workdays were missed annually due to lower back pain. And over 65% of that was attributed to occupational activities.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to Mike.
They just need an excuse not to come into the office. So an occupational activity is classified, the number one occupational activity is classified as sitting on your behind all day long. So a couple things you can do. There are some very basic things you can do to alleviate lower back pain at your desk. And like I talked about when I was in at the office, was using one of the big stability balls. After I finished my presentation with you guys, I think everybody in the office ordered one.
Now, I have been sitting one on your recommendation since I started. And working at the office with Dad.
This isn't a chair. This is a giant beach ball.
It's the big exercise balls you'd see at the gyms. They're fantastic. They were originally designed, I believe it was in Sweden, for physical therapy. And then all the other westernized worlds, urbanized worlds, started to adopt it for birthing and for pro athletes training, for just some dynamic training. So it's a very functional $20 that you can spend to really help alleviate a lot of 149.1 million days of work missed a year.
It's cheap office furniture.
It is.
What are we going to do with all those chairs?
You can have people walk in the office and say, oh, Jennifer's really on the ball. That's Stan's favorite saying. So now we're going to all. We're going to all be on the ball.
But so, it really looks funny when you walk back there into the cubicle spaces and you see all the heads bouncing above. You almost get seasick watching everybody bouncing, bouncing, bouncing.
We haven't had our first staff meeting on the balls yet. That's going to be a hoot.
Oh, I'd like to see that. So when you're sitting at your desk, I'm just going to talk through a few things you can do with the ball at your desk. One of the easiest things to do is to bounce on it. Every time you push through your heels to create a little bounce, you're contracting your quads, the big muscle in the front of your legs. Anytime you contract a big muscle group equals a lot of calories burned. Now, we're not talking about going out and torching 1,000 calories with a high-intensity aerobics class or running. We're talking about preventing back pain and preventing our metabolisms from going completely stagnant during an 8-hour workday.
It's just like getting back to normal, you know. It's kind of bringing up. It's not going to advance you, but it's going to keep you from declining.
Absolutely. So getting a little bounce is good. The other thing that you can do to really alleviate some back pain is just to do some hip rolls. Roll your hips in a circle as if you were doing a hula hoop while you're sitting on the ball. One of the last things I always like to recommend is while sitting on the ball, get about 8 inches away from your desk, put your hands on your desk, and push your butt over and back off the ball. Okay, so if you can picture this a little bit, you're sitting on the ball, you've pushed all the way back, so you're holding on to your desk, but you've got a nice stretch through your back. Your feet are probably off the ground.
Takes a little practice.
It takes a little practice. Maybe we can get a picture on the Rosie on the House Facebook of this if you're having a hard time visualizing what I'm talking about. The other thing we can do is back to the bouncing on the ball. When you're bouncing on the ball, take a few seconds. If you're getting a sluggish moment, if you're on the phone and you don't have to be reading anything, when you're bouncing, press your heels and pause at the top. So you bounce and pause at the top. Bounce and pause at the top. This is going to engage your core, engage your behind, which is another big muscle, and it's going to engage your quads. So again, that's just kind of bring your blood pressure, circulation back up. Healthy blood, fresh oxygenated blood circulating throughout your body equals healthy body.
Well, the thing I like about it is I'm going to know who in the office is falling asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't sleep and balance on that ball like you can in a chair. Right?
Can't take your nap on the ball.
Yeah, when you see their feet going straight up in the air and their head hitting the back of the desk, you know, we just interrupted their nap.
I have, you know, between our two desks, there's that glass because we use it as a call screener. I've only ever seen one in person in the office napping, and it's not anybody that's on the receiving end.
That's why I have a high back chair, and I turn the back away from him.
Well, you've been unsuccessful then.
No, hey, and real fingers. Quick, I did clear all the lines. So if you tried calling earlier and got a busy signal, I just got everyone cleared. A lot of great entries. In fact, Jolene and Jim are leaving today to go to Mount Graham for the first time ever visiting there. We had John took some friends from Connecticut up to the Painted Desert. John has a little place in Whispering Pines right on the Verde River he goes. So call in 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and you'll be entered to win a set of Diamondback tickets. We'll be drawing at the end of the hour, so you got 15 minutes left. 1-888-767-4348.
Desert Skies, Mike. Let's go out with Desert Skies. We're here talking about great Arizona staycations you've taken with your family over the years. We're talking about family fitness, because I tell you what, there's nothing more frustrating than to get out on a family vacation, particularly when you go to altitude, and not be in shape enough to really, really enjoy the absolute experience of being outside in Arizona. Yeah.
Same old cowboy song that's been sung.
You really didn't catch me napping, did you?